This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authorities in South Florida are responding early Thursday to a potential building collapse. Authorities from the Miami Beach Fire Rescue said more than 80 rescue units were at the location, including technical rescue teams, along with assistance from municipal fire departments. President Biden will meet with a bipartisan group of U.S. senators on Thursday to discuss their proposed framework for an infrastructure bill. The talks will focus on a $1.2 trillion 8-year spending plan. The Supreme Court of the United States on Wednesday ruled against the California Agricultural Labor Relations Act of the 1960s. That was the one that granted union organizers limited temporary access to agricultural workplaces to speak with laborers. The High Court said the law violates the Fifth Amendment, which bars the taking of private property for public use without just compensation. The court's 6-3 decision was used in the Cedar Point Nursery versus Hasid case. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Vice President Kamala Harris is heading to the U.S.-Mexico border this week. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The White House announces Vice President Kamala Harris is heading to El Paso, Texas, along the U.S.-Mexico border this Friday, along with the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. But Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz points out on Fox News that the Vice President isn't going where most of the border crossings occur.
She's going where the height of the problem isn't. Let me tell you what Kamala needs to do. Kamala, you need to go to the Rio Grande Valley. Kamala, you need to go to McAllen. Kamala, you need to go to the Donna Tent Facility, which is the tent city your administration has built that is massively over capacity, that has kids in cages.
U.S. District Judge Marcia Morales in Florida cited racial discrimination in a ruling that stopped the loan forgiveness program aimed at farmers' skin color. It was a part of the Biden administration's COVID-19 relief package. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The Japanese government is implementing a lot of COVID-19 rules to athletes participating in next month's Olympic Games. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The opening of the Tokyo Olympics is just a month away, and some are questioning some of the COVID rules that the athletes will have to compete under. They include an alcohol ban in the Olympic Village, having athletes download several apps that will track their whereabouts, and the possibility of being fined or removed from the games for violating the rules. But Olympic legend Michael Johnson says none of that will matter when the competition starts. The four-time gold medal-winning sprinter tells CNBC that once the athletes get to Tokyo, they'll get on with the business of competing.
They're going to stay focused on the prize. I mean, these athletes have been training for, you know, most of their adult life for this. They've been delayed by a year. They've had the uncertainty last spring as to whether the Olympics were going to be postponed or go on as scheduled in the summer of 2020. And now they know that they're actually going to happen. So they've been preparing to go out there. Once on the field to play or on the track or in the gym, in the pool, they're going to get on with the business of competition.
The first full moon of the summer is set to rise in the eastern sky Wednesday through Friday evenings, and it will appear a little plumper and brighter than normal. The June strawberry moon is marginally considered a supermoon, according to NASA.
Luna can appear up to 30% brighter and 14% bigger than normal full moons. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, you didn't think it was going to be easy, did you? It's kind of like John F. Kennedy, what he had to say. So we do it, you know, not because it's easy, because it's hard. Because we are Americans, you know, and we can do this, ladies and gentlemen, together. Hey, good to have you back with us. We're here at NRB 2021 and in Dallas, Texas, and in Jim Dennison's home state. And Dr. Jim, we're face-to-face finally. After all this time, by the grace of God, we've been able to make it here.
Bill, I am so glad to see you as well as to be with you, my friend. I've always said you're one of my very favorites, and it's such an honor to do this with you each week. But, man, to do this in person is a privilege.
Yeah, this is cool. I've been so looking forward to it. And, Jim, with all that, you know, that our country is dealing with right now, and I look deeper, you know, beyond the country, it's the people. I mean, we got a lot of people in pain here. And, you know, and there's lots of words flying around, I think, in the midst of chaos, people trying to figure this out. And, of course, you and I know why the chaos, mm-hmm. right? And we know that God is intentional, and he's using it for his good. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes, you know, going back to what you and I have talked about many times about experience defining preference, mm-hmm. we're getting a lot of experience here. So after everything is all said and done, you know, what kind of person do you want to be? What kind of family do you want? What kind of community do you want to live in? What kind of country? What kind of world, right?
It's exactly the case. We've grown up in a culture that says you're defined by your circumstances. Mm-hmm. And that's just not true. Biblically, as you know, that's just not true. Under God's providence and his plan, we get to make the choices you just suggested. We get to make these decisions. We can stand for Jesus even if the culture doesn't. Mm-hmm. We can stand for life if the culture doesn't. We can stand for morality if the culture doesn't. And God will help us do that.
Exactly. And if ever there was a time, and this is, people are looking, I mean, they're confused, but they're looking to see, okay, who's got, mm-hmm. who's anchored here? Mm-hmm. And what I'm starting to hear is people are going to people of faith who demonstrate that anchoring and say, what do you have that I don't?
And that's the key. You have to demonstrate it. You have to show it, don't
exactly.
you? Bill, that's how I came to faith in Christ. Mm-hmm. My father, I think I may have mentioned, fought in the Second World War, never went to church again. So I grew up in a loving home and a spiritual life and all my dad's questions. Mm-hmm. 15 years old, I was invited by some friends to church. I had no background, had all these issues, but I saw in other Christians something I didn't have. Mm-hmm. September 9th, 1973, 15 years old, I asked my Sunday school teacher, not how could I be saved or redeemed or sanctified or justified. I said, how can I have what you have? And she led me to faith in Christ because I saw Christ in her.
Exactly. Well, and this is happening. And you know, sometimes we get so American-centric, we think it only happens here. But the stories that I'm hearing here at NRB around the world, Jim, it's so exciting. You know, you and I have talked about this before. There's like bonfires of revival. I know people are praying, you know, for revival. And we get little bonfires, little flickers here and there. But, man, I'm telling you, what's happening overseas, I mean, and most surprisingly, in the places that you would least in Muslim nations, where you want to turn to Jesus, you're going to pay a price.
That's exactly right. That's one of the specialties that God's given me in my ministry is Muslim background believers and spending a great deal of time writing books in that space. Quick story. I was in Bangladesh some years ago, and I met a young lady, a young woman. After she introduced herself to me, they told me her story. Her father had died a few weeks earlier. The next night, she had a vision of her father saying to her, go to this house, and pointed this house out to her in their village, and there was a man there she needed to meet, and showed her his face, an American. So the next day she goes to the house, and there's the American in her dream.
Wow.
He's a friend of mine. He's a businessman from the Fort Worth area that was there on a mission trip. After it was done, she walks up and says, I'm here. What do you have for me? He didn't know what she was talking about. She explained her dream. He shared the gospel. She came to faith in Christ, went home and got her kids, brought them back. They came to faith in Christ, and I met her in Bangladesh.
Oh, wow.
Visions and dreams. More Muslims in the last 15 years than the previous 15 centuries are coming to Christ right
and
now.
And here she is. She's a modern-day Samaritan woman, right?
It's exactly the case.
Isn't that so cool?
Hadn't thought of it that way.
Yeah.
That's precisely right.
Exactly.
And Jesus, through a follower of Jesus, met her at the well, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And, you know, it came to mind because there's been a lot of focus here in Dallas at NRB for The Chosen. We talked with Dallas a couple of days ago, Dallas Jenkins, who's produced this incredible series. And the latest episode dropped last night. They probably had a couple thousand people here last night for the showing.
Wow.
It's the following. You know, they're talking about, I talked to the executive producer, and Darren, and he said, Bill, we'll hit a billion views. This is the impact that The Chosen is having. You know, what Dallas has created there.
Wow. And the Jesus film before that.
Yeah.
God's using creativity, isn't he? He's using the markets that are available to us,
exactly.
The platforms. That, you know, Paul traveled on the Roman roads. Well, the Internet's the Roman road of the day.
Exactly.
Paul wrote letters. Now we make movies. Now we do radio. Now we're reaching people we could never reach before. That's why NRB is such a cool place to be, because you're seeing God using people in ways that have never been used before to share the good news.
Right. And be encouraged, because though big tech has been hijacked and used for purposes that we would rather not have them be used and prejudiced and, you know, that sort of thing. You know, it's been unfortunate. But God knows that. And God's in control. And guess what? Like you said, you know, these roads are for us, too.
Yeah, I take a lot of trips to Greece and Turkey. I'd like to follow in the footsteps of Paul. And there's a thing called the Via Ignatia. It's the road that Paul traveled.
Yes.
You can walk on it in Philippi, the same stones Paul walked on. Mm-hmm. Well, those stones were built by Roman soldiers in a Roman empire that was anything but congenial to the Christian faith, as Paul's experience in Philippi would show you.
Exactly.
But God used those roads to make roads into human hearts.
Amen.
He's doing the same thing with Google and Facebook and YouTube and Twitter, even today. He'll redeem it to his glory and our good.
And that's the thing. It is all heading because God has not given up, right? I mean, you may think it's gone to hell in a handbasket, and but don't give up.
That's right.
You know, we're encouraged constantly by His Word that says, do not give up in well-doing.
Always too soon to give up on God.
Exactly. Amen. Because it ain't over.
That's right.
Because like I've been telling people, I go, look at, we have this globalist, one world government that we're heading to. And I said, but that's the illegitimate one. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, we will end up with the perfect one world government with the Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Yeah.
In our culture, He's a hobby. In the Bible, He's a king.
Yes.
And in the world, He's a king. And the king is coming back.
Amen.
You just want to be ready.
Yeah, the tomb was empty.
That's right.
He rose from the dead.
That's right.
And he is coming back. And like the early church of Acts, I think I shared this with you last week. The amazing thing to me as I was reading Acts again in my daily devotional was, here it is. Jesus just departs, and the theme is that He's coming back. I mean, and here we are thousands of years later, but they, at that time, they were very passionate about, hey, look, we got to be ready. You know, He's coming back. He gave us a commandment and a commission that we need to, you know, follow up and do what He's called us to do, right?
And that's still true today, just as urgent today. You may have seen the news about the condominium that collapsed in Miami this morning.
And
as of the last I heard, at least one dead and 10 injured, and they're still looking for people right now. He could come today or we could go today. We have to be ready.
That's right. Well, we're talking with Dr. Jim Dennison. He is the co-founder, visionary of the Dennison Forum. farm pastor, author, and podcaster. And we're going to be talking more about a biblical worldview. Had a chance to meet with Del Tackett again, one of my favorites. You probably know Dr. Del. Yeah. And his Truth Project was so instrumental in this broadcast, in the genesis of this broadcast coming to be. And he's got a follow-up. Real exciting new program called Engagement. You know, so it takes the Truth Project to another step. And you and I know we always enjoy whenever we're able to talk about biblical worldview and how critical it is, and especially for right now. And we're going to talk about that, and about a pastor who cut his shoulder length hair and he makes national news, huh? Well, hey, only in America.
Sorry.
It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Hey,
Hey, fresh and independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Okay, a little ornery. That's just because I'm Mexican. You know, so don't hold it against me. And, you know, everybody needs a little salsa in their life. Right, Jim? I mean, I'm just saying, you know. It's just...
Well, though you're also a former Marine, and there's no such thing as a former Marine, I've discovered over the years.
No,
exactly.
No, so put that together. An ex-Marine. Yeah,
well, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, once a Marine, always a Marine. Right. Yes, exactly. So, yeah, it's and we are. I mean, we're in God's army.
That's right.
Yeah, amen.
That's right. We're on the front lines.
Yeah, because look, we want God's best for you. Mm. And we want it for ourselves and for our families, and we need you. Because we've got to be shoulder to shoulder and back to back in this war, this culture war that's going on right now. And people are looking for answers.
They are.
And so the question is, are you the answer?
Are you willing to be?
You're not. We know that Jesus is the answer, but are you willing to reflect the glory of God?
That's right.
Right?
You're the sermon they're going to hear. You're the church they're going to attend.
Amen.
I was thinking the other day about the spiritual armor in Ephesians 6. None covers the back.
Exactly.
So if I'm going to retreat, I'm on my own.
That's right.
If I'm advancing, as you're saying, that's when I get the protection. That's when I have the power. That's when I have the strength. It's when I pull back. It's when I keep the salt in the salt shaker that the salt goes bad. That's when it clumps up. That's when it becomes unusable. If you use the salt, that's when the salt's the salt.
Yeah, and exactly. And the Romans soldiers, how they were very efficient in force, right? So their backs were naturally covered.
Yeah.
So they covered north, south, east, and west with the armor. And that's when Paul was seeing
this point.
You see, but we only see the armor, but we need to see, and I'm glad you brought this up, the fact that you cannot do this on your own. Relationships are critical. I mean, let's go back to the basic, you know, Jesus himself said, what's the most important, you know, he was asked, you know, hey, what's the greatest commandment? Hey, love God, love one another. Because you need those soldiers, you know, watching your six. You need to be watching their six, right? Because guess what? The enemy's coming full force. Because we're drawn near.
I never thought of that. I never thought about the back being covered by somebody else. My father fought in World War II. It was in the jungles of the South Pacific. And he told us that the most dangerous place to be if you're in single formation going through the jungle is the back guy.
Right.
You think
and
the
they were the
guy.
Point. Yeah, they didn't think it was always the point.
You'd always think it was the point. But it's the guy at the back that has no one covering his back.
Yes.
That's a dangerous place. So don't do this on your own.
No.
It's the point. Do it in the body of Christ. The coal goes out if it's out of the fire. It's got to stay connected.
Exactly. I want to talk about the story that you wrote about in your website. This pastor I mentioned cuts his shoulder length hair. All of a sudden it's like... So what's the big whoop?
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was really interesting. It made the point I wanted to make, which is that truth is more than we know it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Truth is more than just my truth. So there's this shoulder length here on this Presbyterian pastor in the Los Angeles area. He's been growing it for more than a year. If I'd met him on the street, I'd have just thought, well, he's a guy with long hair. Turns out he stopped cutting his hair when the pandemic started and his church couldn't be together. He did it as a sign of mourning and lament that they couldn't be together. Well, last week, California finally lessened their last coronavirus restrictions and they could be together. So after church on Sunday, he had his hair cut.
Yes.
To make that point. And my point is, I would never have known about him just seeing him. Reality is more than I think it is.
Yes.
That's why ultimately I need to be following Jesus, because he is the truth.
Right. Exactly. And so, interesting, he does this and gets all kinds of national news for it. Right? So why did this become so nationally interesting?
Yeah, I think it's on two levels. First of all, it's just interesting to see a Presbyterian pastor doing this.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
You don't think of Presbyterians, I don't mean that as any disrespect at all. I have wonderful Presbyterian friends, but that's not my first thought, is long-haired Presbyterians doesn't kind of go together.
Right.
Kind of like jumbo shrimp, doesn't seem to go together.
Yes.
So I think that's part of it, and we can learn from that when we're unique, God will use our uniqueness.
Yes.
Don't try to not be who you are. Be who you are. Know that God will use you, even if you have shoulder-length hair as a Presbyterian. But then I think the other piece of it was the degree to which he did it to be in solidarity with his people. He said, look, we can't be together, but yet we can. Can't be physically together, but we can still pray, mourn, lament, be in solidarity. And it was his way of demonstrating, I'm still your pastor.
Yes, exactly.
And we're going to do this together, and don't we need each other?
What's the takeaway for the church as a result of COVID and shutting down some, even in California, dear pastor, friend of mine, Anaheim Hills, they never shut down. They said, hey, look, you know, until Jesus closes us, we're going to keep on going. Now, I know some other churches in the Los Angeles area were attacked and, you know, they paid some fines and, you know, the whole deal, and that stuff will probably reconcile somewhere down the road. But what is the takeaway for the churches after this? Because some tells me this is just the beginning.
Oh, we'll see more of this. I have no question about that. There were some that was obviously a desire to protect health. A lot is so clear. When they're closing churches and nothing else like churches,
yes.
When they're closing churches and keeping casinos open,
yes,
when they're
right.
closing churches and keeping other, and churches aren't essential, whereas other things are, at that point you begin to see discrimination, don't
right.
you? You begin
without
to get a sense, yeah. Christianity is dangerous today, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
For the faith is dangerous to the culture, they're going to say. And so anything they can do to limit our exposure to the culture, they think they're serving the culture by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So expect this trajectory to continue, no doubt.
And the thing is about it, it's kind of like an eclipse. Mm-hmm. When you try to restrain something,
yeah.
it naturally gets stronger, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Great point.
Yeah. And so, you know, it's kind of like what's happened in the process with abortion in America. They cannot quiet the voices of women who have experienced abortion
right.
and know the truth, like you said, you know, and it is a testimony, and it's something that the government, you know, they try to tap it down or ignore it and the whole deal, but you have women out there talking to other women and going, it's not what they say it is.
That's exactly right. It demonstrates really a fascinating trajectory. I saw a Catholic bishop make this point. The reason abortion is still so controversial is because it's wrong and we know it.
Mm-hmm.
Contrast that with Loving versus Virginia, 1967, that legalized interracial marriage. Well, we all know interracial marriage shouldn't be illegal, so it's not controversial
right.
to this day. They're basically the same period of time. That's not controversial. This is because it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And we just know in our hearts it's wrong
yes,
to
exactly.
kill babies. And mothers that have had this experience will tell the world mm-hmm. what you just said. And that's why we have to keep fighting this fight for the sake of the unborn.
And I want to encourage the men, because we're hearing more men speak out. They're saying, oh, I did that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I bought into the science of the day that said, oh, well, it's just excess skin. It's like a tumor. It's nothing. It's meaningless, the whole deal. Not to mention the fact that, you know, we yielded to our depraved and convenient mindset mm-hmm. of the
right.
day.
Right. Yeah. I know men like that. I know men that know they have babies in heaven because they participated in abortion as well. And they will carry that grief the rest
right.
of life. My oldest son went through cancer 8 years ago. If he had died, I don't know if I'd ever get over it.
Yeah.
So here are these parents that know that they have a child, that they were complicit in the death of, and they're living with that grief. Now, God can still bless. God can heal. I'm not saying that. There's still hope. But nonetheless, your point is that despite of the legalities, despite what the press will tell you,
right.
we have millions of devastated women and families because of the legalization of death.
Exactly. You know, Jim, what you say about losing a son to pastors in Southern California that we know, Rick Warren mm-hmm. and Greg Laurie, who mm-hmm. lost sons,
yeah.
you know, they say you never get over it, but you get through it.
Yeah. And that's what God helps you do.
Amen.
You're never the same, but there can be a good day.
Exactly.
There can be a new day. It won't be the same day, but it can be a new day.
Yeah.
And God will redeem even that. What, for instance, Rick Warren and his wife Kay have done for people that have mental illness has been enormous.
Mm.
And they have credibility in the space because of what they've been through. My son can counsel cancer patients because
exactly.
he's a cancer survivor.
Right.
So let's look for ways to redeem even the difficulty of the moment.
Yeah, without a doubt. Can we talk a little bit? We've got a couple of minutes left. I want to talk on biblical worldview, if we could.
Sure.
People sometimes are confused about this because even the show and with you as well, you know, we talk about holding to a biblical worldview, and some people misunderstand, think, oh, well, you know, they must have gone to the right theological, you know, seminaries, got the right degree and that sort of thing. Simplify it for us.
Everybody has a worldview. A worldview is how you view the world. It's the prism through which you see the world. A biblical worldview says, first of all, the Bible is right. So we're going to go to the Bible for whatever the questions are. And second, and you pointed this already, the way to live life is to love God and love your neighbor. If I love God, love my neighbor, that's the foundation of the biblical worldview.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I'll do because of that will be aligned with biblical truth, biblical teaching, and advance the kingdom of God. That's the biblical worldview. Loving God, loving neighbor, living biblically,
yes.
and fulfilling the Great Commission. It's really that simple.
Again, and believing Jesus did come, that He died, He is our Savior,
right.
He is the one that God had assigned, none other,
that's right.
no other way. All roads do not lead to heaven. I'm sorry to tell you, I mean, the truth is, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
No one comes to the Father but by me.
Exactly. And it's our responsibility mm-hmm. for those that believe this. It's uncontainable that it has to be shared, right?
That's right. If you have the key that opens every lock, you got to share the key.
Exactly.
You've got to give it.
Yeah, like, you know, here it is. You get a big tip, you know, to, mm-hmm. you know, a stock market tip
right.
and that. You're not going to share it with your friends.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, you're just going to hold it to yourself. I mean, you even had the lepers. I mean, I was just reading this morning. You know, the lepers. You know, after you know, Israel was being, you know, they were being controlled, and here they are eating their own children and stuff like that. And they go out and find out that the enemy has escaped, and they started enjoying it. And they said, well, we better go tell somebody. Yeah. We better go tell them about it, right? That would be an evil thing if we didn't.
Exactly. Answer
your mortgage only to find a better rate later. Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Authorities in South Florida are responding early Thursday to a potential building collapse. Authorities from the Miami Beach Fire Rescue said more than 80 rescue units were at the location, including technical rescue teams, along with assistance from municipal fire departments. President Biden will meet with a bipartisan group of U.S. senators on Thursday to discuss their proposed framework for an infrastructure bill. The talks will focus on a $1.2 trillion 8-year spending plan. The Supreme Court of the United States on Wednesday ruled against the California Agricultural Labor Relations Act of the 1960s. That was the one that granted union organizers limited temporary access to agricultural workplaces to speak with laborers. The High Court said the law violates the Fifth Amendment, which bars the taking of private property for public use without just compensation. The court's 6-3 decision was used in the Cedar Point Nursery versus Hot Seed case. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. My good friend Alex McFarland is with us. Man, I'm telling you, it is so good to see you. I mean, I love it when we're able to talk at distance, you know, and via phone, and be able to talk about these issues of the culture and our faith. But it's really special when NRB. This we love about NRB. It brings us together face to face and to talk about talk about life and tell story.
Well, may I convene the Thursday meeting of the Bill Martinez Fan Club? That's what I'm here for. But no, it's great to be with you because, you know, sometimes I'm on the road and there's technology glitches and whatnot. But we're here, and for those that don't know, the NRB, the National Religious Broadcasters, it's this annual meeting of people like Bill Martinez. And I saw, Tony Evans, you know, great minister, and just Eric Metaxas.
Right.
Every Christian broadcaster or author. author or minister that you've
Dallas Jenkins.
Oh, yeah.
We visited with Dallas. Pat Boone was hanging around.
I saw him yesterday.
Yeah,
I mean, what an icon. You know, goes all the way back to the Elvis era.
Yes.
By the way, speaking of Pat Boone, okay, he did a movie in the 50s with Shirley Jones, Partridge Family fame.
Yes, right.
Called April Love.
April Love, yeah, exactly.
And he
sang a couple of bars for me, by the way.
Did he?
Oh, yeah, just for fun.
Did you have him on the program?
Yeah.
I mean, great. But you know what? Just think about this. In the last scene of that, they're on a Ferris wheel, and he was supposed to kiss Shirley Jones. And he called his wife, and he said, you know, I don't really want to do this. And she said, well, you can do this scene just like a peck on the cheek, but don't enjoy it. And so what the director did to honor his wishes, he's leaning in, he's about to kiss Shirley Jones, and there's like a noise that distracts. So he didn't really have to do it. And people at the time applauded him because, wow, what a great husband, you know. Mm. But my point in sharing that is, look how far we've come. I'm kind of a music fan. I remember about 5 or 6 years ago, the last time I ever watched the Grammy Awards.
Mm, yeah, I'm about with you on that. I can't watch them.
And Bill, I am not a legalist. Mm-hmm. I'm not a prude or a legalist. But the Grammy Awards opened up with Beyonce doing a thing that was basically softcore porn on primetime television.
Right.
And my point in sharing all this is, when I saw Pat Boone yesterday, I was thinking about the moral compass our nation once had, the moral compass, largely, as you and I both know, which has been lost.
Exactly. Well, the difference, look at what was going on during that period of time, during Pat Boone's era, where we were as a nation in believing in God. I mean, we have a lot of people believe in God, but, you know, as they say, so do the demons. Mm-hmm. But more actively believing in God in the 50s, during that era, where, you know, we were still, you know, looking at a moral compass. Interesting, you know, kind of as an epilogue to your story about Pat, as we were talking, you know, his wife Shirley passed away a couple of years ago.
About 2 years ago.
Yeah, and he says, you know, I'm still married to her.
Amen.
He goes, they were married, I think, for 65 years.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, yeah, we've been married for 67 years. And he says, I'm still married to her. I still honor her.
You know, there was a time when marriage was a covenant.
Mm.
You know, I'm sure you know this. And Bill, again, let me just say what an honor it is to be with you. I have such respect for you. And you've got a great mind. I love to listen to you. I love the way you think. I love the way you communicate. And frankly, there have been a few times you and I have been on the radio, and like I'm in a hotel flying somewhere, because in 26 or 7 years, the Lord has allowed me to speak in about 2,300 churches.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a lot of hotels and airplanes.
Yes, exactly.
Right. But I'm envious of the way you're able to communicate, because you just weave words together with absolute precision. But I was going to say this, that in the Bible, the word covenant, a lot of people don't know what covenant means.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it means to cut a cut. Mm-hmm. Now, people say, what in the world does that mean? Well, you remember when God met with Abraham and said, I'm going to make of you a great nation, and I'm going to give you land, and your descendants will outnumber the stars of the sky, and through you, all the families of the earth will be blessed, because it was through Abraham and Israel that comes Jesus the Messiah. Well, they ratified the covenant by cutting some animals in pieces, sacrificing, laid the pieces on the ground, and God didn't have to do this, because God doesn't answer to anybody, but he moved between the pieces, and so did Abraham, saying, I promise to keep up my end of this deal. And God has. But here's the thing, a covenant basically means, like, they would sacrifice an animal, and you're saying, may that be what happens to me if I bail out on my end of the deal.
Right.
You know? And that's why in marriage we say, till death do us part.
Right.
And marriage, sadly, I read a stat in a sociological journal that not all, but many young people get married for the first time, and it's just kind of a given that ultimately we will divorce.
Yeah. I mean, this is like a practice run.
Exactly. And it's very sad. The breakdown of the family is one of the reasons that our nation, spiritually and socially, is rather chaotic right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, all the building blocks these critical institutional benchmarks that are vital to the health of a nation have all been compromised. I mean, the latest Barna research from George Barna is pointing to the fact, and I can appreciate it, is these young kids, these Gen Xers, this next generation coming up, you know, they're not going to church. Church is irrelevant. It's just not there for them. You know, why get married? You know, the sexes are such that, again, you know, when you abandon God and you disconnect from those moral anchor points, then you're back in the book of Judges. You know, you can see things according to your own eyes. And so this is what's happening that is very dangerous, and why, you know, we continue to pray for those who are being preyed upon. And the evil one is preying upon and taking advantage of their thinking away from God. And God, it's not like God didn't warn us. I mean, he told us clearly, look at it, without me, I mean, you're going to go this route.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is why the Apostle Paul declared, you know, he said, hey, look, it is in you that my very breath, my very being that I have is because of you.
Yes.
Right?
Exactly. Well, you know, Jesus said, he who does not gather with me scatters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a farm boy, so a lot of the biblical allusions to agriculture, they really resonate with me.
Exactly, yeah.
But imagine somebody with a basket and they're gathering corn. They're gathered in to the basket, just like Christ offers us to be gathered into his church. Imagine you're sowing seed. You remember Jesus gave the parable of the mustard seed?
Mm.
Well, we used to grow spinach and mustard and turnip greens, which actually are very good. I know it's a southern thing. Yeah, the idea of turnip greens might make some people recoil. Actually very tasty.
Yeah.
But mustard,
that's kind of like liver. You just haven't had it prepared right.
Exactly. Mustard seeds are like sand. I mean, tiny little. Mm. If you get one mustard seed, it is like almost.
Oh, yeah.
But imagine throwing it to the wind, scattering it. You'd never find this again. If you're not with the Lord, you're going to get scattered.
Exactly.
So Jesus is saying, look, gather to me. And here's something I would say to moms and dads listening, because there are perhaps people listening and they're not church-going folk. Now, as a minister, I would say, come to church, believe in Jesus, get saved. And that's obviously the most important thing in life. But I would say to moms and dads, all those good outcomes that you want for your child. You want your child to graduate high school. You want your child to get an education and get a career and launch. Let's just call it launch.
Mm-hmm.
The best context for them to launch is being grounded in God and
Amen.
Church.
Amen. Because, you know, Where's your identity? It starts with your identity.
Yeah.
Where do you get it? You're going to get it from the culture? You're going to get it from, you know, the Grammys? I mean, that's going to be your identity? Or do you want your identity from the very one who created you, that knew the end from the beginning?
God and truth.
And knew you as he's forming you in your mother's womb.
Yeah.
And everything that you would need to accomplish his purposes that you are going to be totally fulfilled and liberated in, it's all in your design. But you don't know that if you don't know him.
That's true.
Right?
That's true. God and church and truth. People need that. We need context.
Without a doubt. We're talking with Alex McFarland, and we're going to talk about his new book, The Assault on America, when we get back, among other things, because that's the way we roll. It's 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Pick it up, guys. Pick it up.
At Ballard Builders, demand is through the roof. To keep up, his business needs a stronger foundation.
That's a star, right? Just one sec. Ballard Builders, this is Bal. This weekend? Yeah, we can do it.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
This report is sponsored by Accenture. As organizations around the world make plans for their people to return to the workplace, Many are wondering, what do employees actually want? According to the latest report from Accenture, 83% of people say a hybrid model is optimal, where individuals would have the ability to work remotely between 25% and 75% of the time. This report, titled The Future of Work, Productive Anywhere, found that 40% of individuals feel they can be productive and healthy anywhere, either fully remote or on-site or a combination of the two. As the hybrid workplace emerges, Christy Smith, Senior Managing Director and Global Lead of Talent and Organization, Human Potential at Accenture.
There's a pattern emerging in the post-pandemic workforce, the productive anywhere worker. As responsible leaders, we need to pivot the future of work dialogue to not just be about location, but to also address what drives the productivity, health, and resilience of our people.
To find out more, visit Accenture.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Alex McFarland and I are going down memory lane a little bit. You know, we're talking a little bit of music. I didn't know that about you. I mean, your connection with the Beach Boys. And, you know, I mentioned to you when I was in L.A. radio, we did a lot of celebrity softball games. In fact, we played Dodger Stadium. On three different occasions, right?
Did you meet Tommy Lasorda?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. You know what a cool guy.
No, he is the real deal.
Yeah.
But the deal.
Did he pass away?
I think he's still alive. No, I think he's still alive.
Yeah.
But anyway, Tommy is just, you know, he's just a precious human being.
Yes.
But when we played Dodger Stadium, this was at the height of. You know, Fonzie and Happy Days and this sort of thing, Jerry Marshall and Ron Howard. And what happened was, because we were known to be playing all throughout the valley there in Los Angeles, playing celebrity softball games, and they called us up, the Dodgers, and they were like, you know, I don't know, 152 games out of first place. The season was over. And they didn't have anything to say. Hey, would you guys be interested in coming, doing a little exhibition softball game before one of the games? And, well, sure, you know. There were 38,000 people who showed up. Not for us, but, you know, for Henry Winkler's on the mound. I'm the opposing pitcher, you know, for Kiss Radio. We were called the Kiss Offs. And it was just so much fun.
Do you remember Dodger Dogs?
Oh, of course. That was the origination right there.
Yeah.
Exactly. That and the Peanuts. You had to have Dodger Dogs and the whole deal.
Of course.
Yeah, so we had those kind of experiences. And I mentioned to you that when Brian Wilson, we were doing another celebrity softball game, and Brian, this was the first time he had come out of his room, as you know.
Was that when he did his album, Brian Wilson, in like 1988?
would have been 88?
No, it was before. It was before then because because I was.
Oh, okay. You're talking about in the 70s.
Yeah, like, I was a Kiss.
That was about 77. Yeah, the Brian is back years.
Right.
Yeah,
and he came out and it was, you know, he was still, but bless his heart. I mean, he was out there amongst the public and
very, very, very kind person and gifted human being. You know what? I love music. I grew up and music has been a big part of my life, and the Lord has used music in my life, and I. You know, it's funny, I go to preach all over the country, and more than a few times when they'll say, you'll have to bear with us because our praise band, the guitarist isn't there. I'm like, can I play? And they're like, yeah, but you don't know our set. I'm like, yeah, I'll follow. Just let me sit in. But, hey, speaking of baseball, I got to tell you something. I love the national anthem, Star Spangled Banner.
Right.
I love it. I really do. By the way, I want to tell everybody there's an incredible rendering. It'll just about make you cry. Roy Orbison. Now, back me up here. He had a voice, didn't he?
What is it, 3-4 octaves?
Oh, yeah. And
it's unbelievable.
And he does the national anthem like at a hockey game somewhere shortly before he died. And, of course, with all that vibrato, it'll bring you to tears. But I go on YouTube and I look at a lot of people singing the Star Spangled Banner. I just love that song. Well, right now, you know, with the cancel culture and the woke movement, I mean, even elected officials are denigrating the flag, and watch out, people, watch out. They're, if God doesn't really send a revival, and if some of our conservative leaders don't get some courage, Juneteenth will supplant July 4th.
Yes.
That's another story. Mm-hmm. But listen to this. If ever there was a group that was countercultural, anti-establishment, it would have been the Grateful Dead, right?
Yes.
Jerry Garcia, Bob Weir. Could we agree, coming out of San Francisco, hate Ashbury, the Grateful Dead was anti-establishment, right?
Without a doubt.
So I'm on YouTube the other night, and I'm looking at renderings of the Star Spangled Banner. Well, it says, Grateful Dead sings Star Spangled Banner at San Francisco Giants baseball game, 1996, or something like that. It's 25 years ago. So I was like, wonder how this goes. With all the gusto and conviction you've ever seen, with three-part harmonies that were inflection perfect, the Grateful Dead comes out in front of 50,000 people at the Giants game, and they sing the most reverent rendering. You ought to watch it.
Wow, I'm going to.
And I thought about, it wasn't so long ago that even the anti-establishment hierarchy, they cared enough about America.
Exactly.
They would, and I mean, you think about the Colin Kaepernicks of the world. They wouldn't cross the street for the flag except to spit on it.
Right.
And I want to say this, and I'm not saying this only as a Christian. I'm saying this as a guy. Look, I've not been to Antarctica and I've not been to Australia, but I've been pretty much everywhere else. And I can tell you, everybody who's an American citizen ought to get on their knees and thank Almighty God for the United States of America.
Without a doubt.
And I've been to these developing nations. And, you know, where else but in America could high school educated, barely literate people get paid $5.2 million a year and up for playing a game?
Exactly.
And so, I don't know, when I saw the Grateful Dead of all
that's people, amazing. I've got to watch that. Well, remember all the controversy? Remember Jose Feliciano when he played, because he did it in his style, right?
Sure.
And there was all kinds of outrage about it.
Yeah. And, you know, how about we thank God for this country? And I say to the woke people, because I've debated a few of these wokies, and I'm like, look, okay, see, America is odious and intolerable, right? But yet you're not leaving. What is it helping to burn the house down?
Exactly.
I mean, let's say you're in your kitchen and you see a cockroach on the floor. Cockroaches are bad. We don't burn the house down.
Exactly.
Well, I fixed that problem.
Yes.
I mean,
well, you see, that's what they did in the Watts riots in the mid '60s. They burnt the house down, and I'll never forget, Alex. There's this, you know, the reporter was out in the street and was interviewing, you know, people in the street, and it was getting late at night, and this one gentleman of color, he's, you know, very passionate about what's going on. And so somehow in the conversation, the reporter says, well, now what are you going to do? He says, well, I'm going to go home. And the guy next to him goes, you idiot, you burnt your house down. What do you got to go home for?
Yeah.
You know, you burnt your house down. in the emotions and all the insanity of, you know, letting the problem take over in such a way, you don't take care of the cockroach, you destroy the whole house.
Yeah. Well, we need, you know, obviously we need some sensibility and some critical thinking skills and some moral restraint.
Mm-hmm.
My hobby horse in my book, The Assault on America, How to Defend Our Nation Before It's Too Late, you know, every preacher's got their little pet subject, but mine is morality.
Amen. Yeah.
Now, obviously, you know, my main message is Jesus. And Bill, when I was 21, I was a college student. I called myself a philosophical anarchist. My heroes were John Lennon and Jim Morrison. Mm-hmm. I was stupid. But anyway.
You were learning.
Well, I was. Yeah. And I didn't know what I didn't know.
Right.
But I began to learn about Jesus Christ. I read the Bible and I read the New Testament, and I was an English major, and I had been immersed in literature for a while, and I read the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and I said to a friend of mine, I said, they really have the ring of truth. And they do. Mm-hmm. And to anyone listening who might be a little bit skeptical, I would encourage you to read the Gospels.
Amen.
They're unlike any other biographical literature you'll ever read, and in those four Gospels you'll find the most vivid character of whom you will ever read, Jesus Christ. But the point I was going to share was, other than the Gospel, if I have a pet subject, a hobby horse, it's morality.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to be a little more specific, what the founders said was natural law, self-evident truth, mm-hmm. objective truth. Alexander Hamilton, who was the first Secretary of the Treasury, Alexander Hamilton, who was senior aide to George Washington and founded our banking system.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bad day's work.
Yeah.
But Alexander Hamilton said, we will only have a socially just culture. We hear so much now about social justice.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if we have Judeo-Christian moral code immersed throughout our culture. Now, my point is this, whether you're a Christian or not, it is in your best interest that we live morally,
mm-hmm.
which means I don't smash somebody's windows because I'm mad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't torch buildings because boo-hoo-hoo, I didn't get my way. And so I'm concerned with this country because, yeah, there are a lot of lost people that are unsaved and they're mm-hmm. going to face God unprepared. But I'm concerned about this country, Bill, because we have all but lost any sense of moral, our moral compass.
Well, without a doubt, look at the lawlessness that's on display. Crime rate through the roof.
And the Democrat Party encourages mm-hmm. it.
Without a doubt. I mean, and you have to have law and order. You know, lawlessness is running amok because, go back to in Proverbs, it says, look at, a nation without vision shall perish. Okay? And there's a lot to unpack just in that abbreviated line. A nation, a people, a marriage, a family, you know, individual will perish without vision. Okay? The vision is revelation. That's from God. If you're not connected to God, and how do you approach God? You got to approach God in spirit and in truth. And with that comes this moral underpinning that anchors you, that anchors your worldview and your perspective and your yes and your no's. And without that anchoring, you cast off restraint. You're like a hot air balloon that's been punctured and you're no longer anchored and you're going pell-mell all over the place. Who are you? What are you about? Where's your identity?
You're right on, bro. The Buffalo Springfield,
yeah.
For what it's worth.
Yes.
And there was a member of the Buffalo Springfield, a little music trivia here, that left that band to go be in another band. His name was Peter Tork,
mm-hmm.
originally part of the Buffalo Springfield, and joined a little band you might have heard of called the Monkees.
Yes.
Mickey and Mike Nesmith are on the farewell tour this summer. You ought to catch them. Great show. But anyway, Bill Martinez, I'm one of your biggest fans.
Hey, you're awesome. I'm glad. Hey, I didn't realize we could go down memory lane with all this music and stuff like that. This is good fun.
I do want to tell everybody I've got an apologetics event October 15 through 17, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. A dozen great apologetic speakers. Go to my website, alexmcfarland.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.